beer is bipartisan. In fact, it's hard to imagine something more people can agree on. But unfortunately in Florida, beer is a political issue.
Every year the Florida Brewers Guild has solely come to get the 64-ounce growler legalized. That's all we've ever asked for.
Byron Burroughs is the co-founder of Proof Brewing Company in Tallahassee. And the thing he's talking about is a regulation on bottle size. In Florida, it's illegal to fill any container larger than 32 ounces. But here's the catch. Filling containers 128 ounces or larger, that's a gallon or more, is perfectly legal. Like Burroughs says, craft brewers have been working for years to allow the 64-ounce or half-gallon size bottle in the state. And each year, lobbyists connected to major distributors and retailers have worked to oppose the change. But this year was supposed to be different. The beer industry of Florida recently released a video indicating they would no longer work against growlers. But then this happened.
We have filed the administrative challenge to ask for clarity on the tourism exception and when it applies.
That's Samantha Padgett, general counsel for the Florida Retail Federation. The challenge she's referring to addresses an exception in Florida's three-tier system for alcohol distribution. Typically, manufacturers sell to distributors who sell to retailers, and no company can operate in more than one tier. But then Busch Gardens came along. They lobbied for an exception, and they got it. Here's Byron Burroughs.
It allowed them to have a brewery on site, retail, allowed them to have separation of that brewery to other facilities as long as they were only separated by one road.
And if it promotes tourism. That's the sticking point. Padgett says the agency providing licenses isn't requiring brewers to show how they promote tourism.
No matter who is applying for the exception, it should be very clear when the exception applies and who is eligible. And that is not, it doesn't seem to be clear that is taking place.
This is leaving many in the craft brewing world a bit anxious. Strictly speaking, the Florida Retail Federation only represents businesses in the retail tier. But two major distribution interests, the Florida Beer Wholesalers Association and the Beer Industry of Florida, almost immediately filed motions to intervene, joining the challenge on the side of the retailers. These interests are the same ones that have stood against growlers, and to some, it appears they're now trying to cut off access to licenses for craft brewers. Here's Byron Burroughs again.
How are we going to sell those growlers if we can't bin them? If we legally can't have a license to sell them, it's kind of a moot, it's a moot argument.
Padgett says the intent of the lawsuit is simply clarification, and her organization is not interested in taking away existing licenses. But if major changes to the tourism exception are coming, that changes the calculus for new brewers. Gabe Grass is in the process of opening a brewery called Grasslands in Tallahassee. He says without the tourism exception in place, his business would be completely different.
We wouldn't be able to open our doors the way that we had initially intended. I'm sure that we're savvy bunch. We could figure that out. But it changes our model. It changes how we'd have to set everything up.
In a statement, the Retail Federation points out the exception was created for attractions that, quote, bring in tourists and provide tax dollars to the state. But Joey Redner says there's no question breweries promote tourism.
Many people are very interested in beer, how it's made, where it's made, who makes it. So by the very nature of having a brewery, I think you inherently have structures that promote tourism.
Redner is founder and CEO of Cigar City Brewing in Tampa, one of the largest independent breweries in the state. And Sarasota Republican Representative Greg Stubbe agrees.
I think craft breweries, craft distilleries, local Florida wineries all contribute to our tourism industry in our state. I absolutely agree with that.
Stubbe is one of a handful of lawmakers taking up issues related to beer in the state legislature. And he's taking aim at the state's licensing regime in a different way. He's filed a bill in the coming session that aims to allow craft brewers more flexibility in setting up small retail operations as they start their business.
So if my bill passed, it would make the lawsuit that's been filed moot, because then there would be very clear statutory language that clarifies what the craft brewers can and cannot do.
Among the changes Stubbe proposes is doing away with licensing for a simple tap room selling beer brewed on-site in open containers and growlers. He would also allow a brewer to hold up to 2 vending licenses. That would allow them to sell beer brewed on-site, beer from other brewers, and even potentially open up a full bar. Joey Redner says having a tasting room is an important first step for a brewery, explaining it allows the business to build capital and grow into wider distribution.
And the ones that have been able to expand and build production facilities where they can get up into those larger production numbers have been the ones that have had tasting rooms.
And despite the antagonism of retailers and distributors, Stubbe thinks ultimately a growing craft industry helps all three tiers.
Look, if these craft breweries are successful, then everybody else in the three-tier system is successful too. if Motorworks Brewing and Darwin's Brewing and Big Top Brewery here locally is successful in growing their product, well, that means that's more product going to the distributor and more product going to all the retailers across the state and the country selling their brand.
But while Stubbe is optimistic his bill can get the support it needs when the legislature reconvenes in March, it should be noted a substantially similar bill died last session. Meanwhile, hearings in the Retail Federation's legal challenge have been set for February 9th and 10th. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.